There you are.
Yep.
Get them down here by today, they'd feel right at home, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 sure, yeah. Yeah, a little wind blowing. Well, the wind's not blowing like it was yesterday.
Yeah. But. Think that coach can get used to coaching on a green field?
Well, you know, they do go on the road every once in a while.
Oh, yeah, that's probably true. Yeah. That's true.
That's right.
All right, let's see. South Carolina primaries coming up.
Yeah, that's is that next? When is that? Next week? Yeah.
Oh, is it November yet?
I know.
No, and it's a long time till then.
Oh, it's just wearing me out.
So who's going to be gone after the South Carolina?
Well, you see, and that's what's kind of interesting. I mean, mm-hmm. you mention that, and you think that the first person would come to mind would be Rick Perry.
Yeah.
And I've talked to a few people who believe that by the end of January, he'll be out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Rick Perry has some unbelievable ads. I'm going to play you the audio one right now. This is the Rick Perry ad. The first voice you hear will not be Rick Perry.
It's time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I've never quit a day in my life. I have never quit in the face of adversity, and I'm not just about to quit on the future of America. I am going to stay in this race and stay in this fight because our children in this country are worth the fight.
Our people can dream again. Our employers can invest again. Our economy can grow again. And America that I learned to love and serve as a veteran in the United States Air Force is still there and ready to be awakened again. This Constitution are not just some words on paper. They are ideals that are inscribed on the hearts of every American who yearns to be free. Let's set them free and let's let America be America again. God bless you. Thank you.
I mean, that's some good, good copy right
that's
there.
That's strong ad.
That is an outstanding piece of work right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Too bad the applause is all canned.
Yeah. That's true.
Cause I've heard, and I mean, I have heard the first one where he talks about how I've never given up. I've never quit. I'm not going to give. I've heard that, and that was followed by lackadaisical applause at best.
But it's a well put together commercial.
The guy
who he's got doing his commercials do great. But again, the product is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the packaging is fine. The product is the problem. And so we'll see. I mean, because he's pulling, what, about 3% in South Carolina right
now? Yeah.
And I can't imagine he'll be in after this week.
And what's a Huntsman doing? I mean, yes.
Now, one of the things that is important is that Perry is really, really working the state of South Carolina. And it's a kind of an interesting mix because you can't quite get down to what they call retail politics, a lot of handshaking. You can't get down to the level that you do in New Hampshire or in Iowa.
Right.
But you can get in there, and this is his environment. This is the South. So today, among his stops on his itinerary, Rick Perry will be in Bluffton, South Carolina, where he'll stop for lunch at the Squat and Gobble.
Is that the name of it?
Yep.
The Squat and Gobble?
That's what it's called.
Where is it?
It's in Bluffton. It's in Bluffton. Yeah. Bluffton, South Carolina.
Squat and Gobble.
Because I googled Squat and Gobble, and that's a crepe shop in San Francisco, which is not quite the same. But there you go. I think, somewhere on his printed itinerary today, it says the governor will be at the Squat and Gobble. So I was at the Squat and Gobble yesterday. Alright, so did you find anything interesting?
No.
Well, I found a story dated August 29th, 2006.
Yeah. Is this a regular political stop?
Let's see. Several months ago, this apparently is a blog on the Bluffton Today website.
Oh, of course.
Several months ago, I stopped by the restaurant for breakfast. After placing my order, I looked at the walls and saw two advertisements depicting caricatures of African Americans based upon blackface racial stereotyping.
Ah, okay. Very good then. I hope they've got those off the walls by the time the governor gets there.
Yeah.
He probably wouldn't want to speak to that.
Probably not.
Not the thing for
it. It does get 4 plates out of 5 on TripAdvisor.com.
Well,
oh, really?
All right,
it's
then.
It's ranked number 14 of 58 restaurants in Bluffton.
Ah, well, where is Bluffton that they've got 58 restaurants?
Well, if only I could find a way.
Yeah. we got 58 restaurants here?
Lufton. I can only process one question at a time, sir. If you'll be patient, I'll get to it as quickly as I can.
Lufton is right south of Columbia.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's it's near.
No, it's just west. Well, it's west of Hilton Head.
Okay. So it's near where the money is.
Yeah.
Near where the money is. All right.
It's northeast of Savannah.
All right. Well, good. He's
unless there's two Bluftons and you found one and I found the other.
Yeah, probably not.
Oh, you know what? You're right. I was looking at my B instead of my A. You're right. It's just north of Savannah.
There you are.
So Bluffton is right near the airport in Savannah, which is how you get to Hilton Head.
Okay.
Yeah. Flying to Savannah.
What was the other question you wanted to know?
That's right. If we have
No. You wanted to compare, buddy.
We're going to compare. If we have 58 restaurants in Bryan College Station.
College Station, Texas.
Yeah, there you go. Restaurants.
People in Bryan. We have restaurants, too. I know.
By the way, it's Movie Madness this weekend at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I'm just saying.
Oh, really?
Yep. Terrence Howard and Cuba Gooding Jr.
Red Tails?
They're going to go over and show them Red Tails.
Show them Red Tails?
Then tomorrow night, they apparently have ordered up The Iron Lady, the Meryl Streep movie.
Well, they get all the new movies.
Yeah, they
do. Golly, they got a great Netflix provider, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that restaurant count coming out for you?
By the way, y'all, while he's doing that, you know, South Carolina is where, you know.
Bryan has 37 restaurants.
Okay.
Yeah. According to TripAdvisor.com.
Yeah, there you go. Cool.
I was going to say, South Carolina is where you remember, you know, Rick and I broke bread together one morning in the hotel.
That was in Clemson, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that was at the hotel near Clemson. Yeah, you remember that?
Well, no, you were there. You've told us about it.
That's right. He didn't
look. Sounds like Chris Farley. You remember
that was cool.
Remember that in that hotel and we rode down the elevator together? That was cool.
Well, I just remember he didn't look in a campaigning mode that morning.
Yeah, well, anyway. All right. So there you go. And how many restaurants we got in College Station? You still counting?
No,
it doesn't.
No, it just, if you haven't, it's fine. Well, no. There's now. Oh, here we go. 61.
Okay.
Wow.
Now, do they bring in a rolling concession stand when they have movies at the White House? You know, so that they can get dots if they want them, or pickles or something like that. How do they do that?
I don't know. Don't you imagine? I don't know. They're probably specially ordered beforehand.
You think so?
Don't you think?
Do they have popcorn where you can put your own butter grease on it?
I mean, yeah, they got a little dispenser out there.
Yeah.
Malia,
no. Quit it.
Yeah. I was going to say. Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
Because there's Michelle with her hands on her hips going, you're going to get fat.
Yeah, that's right. You're going to get that big butt.
That's right.
Join Walden Brook Estates, an independent retirement community, for a taste of the sweet life.